We're going to talk now about putting all of this together as a church planter in that word of mouth marketing with a church planter or promotional plan. Talk about these topics. And as you get forward, if you have a leader team, maybe you can have them see this video with you, or you can write down the principles and talk about this and really pull together a promotional plan. Remember, it's about an engaging story, and we have one. We embody a reality. It's a walk with God. We have a reproducible walk with God grounded in an engaging story. We know this is the way the church spread because Acts 13 verse 48 says it. As the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of God. And as many were ordained to eternal life, in other words, not everyone's going to be reached, but you will reach those who are supposed to be reached. And the word of the Lord was spread abroad throughout all the region. I mean, what a powerful word of mouth passage. So, what you're going to do is now get a church planting promotion plan. So, what you need to do is write down your vision and mission clearly. And we've talked about that in previous sessions. So, get a real clear and concise vision and mission. Changing lives are your best promotion. Understand that you want to share the testimonies. You always want to put on the stage, so to speak, those whose lives are being transformed. Earn the respect and the recommendation of your attendees, people who come. Hospitality offered by leaders starts great conversations. So we're going to talk about a hospitality promotional approach in a future session here at this church planting class. 4, promotion is what you do, not what you say. Remember, it's always grounded in the embodied message. Frustrating comments by word of mouth are opportunities. Listen and learn. If someone says something negative, don't react to their negative. Get them talking. And I have often found, even at Christian Leaders Institute, and many of you have been frustrated because here we are, really low budget. We're educating thousands upon thousands. And sometimes things don't work so well. And I always mention to my staff, when we listen, let's talk. If someone sends me a nasty email, and sometimes you students have sent me nasty emails, I don't like react and try to like defend myself. I basically indicate, yeah, we're frustrated about some of these things too, or if we drop the ball in any way, we're frustrated. But in the end of the day, what we are about is raising up more leaders. So you keep things focused. 7, the community is already talking. Understand that. You're not going to avoid people talking. Your only option is to join the chat. They're talking about you anyway. If the conversation is, that's a boring church, or that's a church where no one goes, okay, that's a conversation. What you want to do is have conversations that just lift up the name of Christ and create the buzz in your community. Be interesting and engaging in your conversations about faith. Always bathe in love. Not faith that tears down, but faith that builds up and ask people to join in their walk with God at your church. If it's not worth talking about, it's not worth doing. Think about that. If what you do is just so, you know, boring, non-relevant, why do it? Now, I do know that you have janitorial work and you have like a lot of these things. Is that worth talking about? I believe it can be worth talking about. Be creative. Pray about that. Make the story of your new church a good one. And the bottom line, it is a good one. But see what God is doing, and may that narrative be something that people want to talk about. It's more fun to volunteer at a church that people are talking about. Remember that buzz. 12, prayerful promotion makes a difference. Bathe all this promotional plan in prayer. So let's talk about the church promotional plan. Well, publish and apply your vision and mission clearly. It could be your website, brochures, mailings. Maybe there's a banner that you have, and let people know why you exist in your community. Get the talkers talking. Get your team to talk about how God has called them to plant this church, how God is changing their lives at this new church plant. Identify the right talkers, the ones that really adopt your vision and mission. Create a communication channel to reach them regularly. Give them the topics to talk about, and they will want to talk about them, believe me. Keep them happy and motivated. You know, when Andy writes about these types of things, these are basic principles, but take them seriously. Don't give a stage to every talker. Make sure it's the talker who really exudes that enthusiasm for the conversations that you want to create in a community. Who are the right talkers? Leaders who will network. These are people who are sharing with their friends already. Leaders who are teachable. If someone is not really teachable and they're just arrogant, do not give them a stage. They will cause you great damage. Leaders who follow the Lord and the leaders God has placed at your church. Are they walking? Are they embodying the message? Leaders who show evidence of that solid walk. Leaders who are positive about the new church. Those are the right talkers. Again, we're talking about this promotional plan. Start the promotional wheels going and do not stop. Get the promotional DNA going from the very start at your calling place all the way to the building of the church. Keep it going after the planting in various size stages and in planting daughter churches. You know, after you plant a church, you want to plant another church. Keep the buzz going, which will have a promotional DNA placed in them. That is the new church plants that you plant as well. So this promotional plan is really part of everything you do, just like in the early church. Develop your communication channels. Use email, phone, calls, mail, notes. Make a Barnabas team and hold team meetings. Now, what's a Barnabas team? A Barnabas team is a team of encouragers who can promote and say, hey, we're going to start a Barnabas team around here. What's the Barnabas team do? It talks about how to create conversations in our community. Develop communications just for the talkers. You know, that Barnabas team, for instance, design emails, newsletters, community blogs, or paper newsletters just for your talkers. You can't call them up every time to have a new topic to talk about. You need a simple, ongoing message delivery system that they can stay in tune with. Maybe the talkers need a closed group at Facebook. Maybe the talkers need special emails. But pay attention. Your talkers are that promotional lifeblood for you. Feed your talkers. Talkers live on a diet of information. Keep them fed to keep them talking. The word of mouth stops when there's nothing to talk about. Talkers want to know what's going on. They want to know what's happening before anyone else does. Talkers maintain their expertise and status by being well-informed and educated. Think about that. A talker needs that opportunity to share something. And if you don't give it, somebody will give talkers that opportunity to share, and it won't be that vision or mission that God has laid on your church. So feed your talkers. Here's what talkers want to see. They want to see detailed data. You'd be surprised at how much of what you think is mundane is of great interest to your team members. Like financial reports and all of those things. Hey, talkers are hungry for detail. They may not share much about that, but they are interested. Progress reports. Talk about future initiatives and events. Let them know what you're working on. Church family news. Remember, talkers want to be family members. Fill them in on the personalities and happenings at your future or your new church or at your church or whatever stage you are in the church planting. Always say yes to a volunteer. You can walk into any political campaign without an appointment and offer to volunteer. There will always be a project waiting for you. The secret, campaigns always save some work for volunteers. For example, they do not send out big direct mail campaigns. They always leave a stack of envelopes to be stamped, sealed by hand. Have someone ready when your talkers are ready. This is very important in a church plant and in any ministry. I know here at Christian Leaders Institute, I'm always asking myself, how can we say yes to more volunteers? Make your talkers feel important and get them together. Find a way to make them feel like insiders and let them show it off to their friends. A political candidate shakes as many hands in the office as on the campaign trail. I still get a holiday card every year from the senator for whom I volunteered in 1988. Wow. Show that you appreciate your talkers. So there you go. You're always thinking about how to make talkers feel important. Make it fun. Why in the world do you have those walkathons with the rigmarole of getting per mile pledges? Isn't there an easier way to raise money than selling cookies? It's because these gimmicks are a lot more fun than going door to door with a tin cup. See, make it fun. Make sure they know your gratitude. Get good at making your talkers feel appreciated and recognized. They will talk 10 times as often. You can never say thank you enough, and every thanks is a reason for them to talk even more. We've had some beautiful talkers here at CLI that are sharing the message all over. And I'll tell you, I am always thinking, how can I share my gratitude with them? The messages drive the word of mouth. Never forget that. Great word of mouth topics are often hard for traditional marketers to see. They violate the rules of marketing. They aren't planned. They aren't corporate. They are rarely official. It's an exception when people want to repeat your official company motto and carefully crafted theme. Instead, people latch on to the unexpected. So your messages have to be of a variety, but still around your vision, but those compelling conversation pieces. So the messages drive your church plant or plants. They need to be authentic, creative, engaging, life-changing, epic. Authentic means real. Testimonies. I love testimonies at church. The more testimonies, the more people see the power of God. Creative. Things that we used to have a phrase when we were doing worship planning. What's that? Where's the person in the bush? Now, we talk, where's Christ here? Where's that little thing that helped people see even more God's love and grace and power in your life? Is it engaging? Is it like, this is about you and me? Is it life-changing? Is there a next step provided? Is it epic? Does it really matter? If you would actually think about sermons that way, are they authentic? Are they creative? Are they engaging? Are they life-changing? Are they epic? And make this list of five characteristics part of every one of your sermons. Your sermons would make a big difference to help them by the power of the Holy Spirit would really bring transformation, grounded, of course, in the Word of God. Search for the messages. Don't overlook this. The topic that works best for you will be something so simple, something so silly that you may miss it. Good word of mouth topics are the kind of great, easy ideas that get buried by bureaucracy in a corporate planning session. Lower the bar. Keep your mind open. Expect it may be your intern who comes up with the most amazing word of mouth topic. There are three rules to developing a great topic. Keep it simple, organic, and portable. That's one thing as a church planter. Always be listening. If an idea is good, it doesn't matter who says it. Get that idea out there and acknowledge, wow, that's a really good idea. Sometimes people give the idea and then people feel threatened because they didn't think of the idea. Create an environment where every idea is honored. Portable messages. There should never be and anywhere near your topic. Oh, I see what that is trying to say. What I'm trying to say is topics don't work as well when they become lists. Try us because we're friendly, affordable, experience, have great customer service, and you'll give a free ice cream while you wait. Your topic should instead be repeatable within a second or two. We'll give you a free ice cream while you wait. Otherwise, no one will remember it. So what we're saying here is what's easily understandable, what's portable, what can be something that people hear right away and they can like say, I get what you're trying to say. Test your topics. The only way to know if you found a good topic is by trying it out in the real world. No amount of planning will help you know in advance. Test it. The telephone game is a good example. Can your topic get passed from person to person at least 3 times and come back to you recognizable? The high school test. Ask a teenager if you're buzzworthy. A glimmer of interest means you're onto something good. So these are just testing ways that you can constantly test your word of mouth perspective. The customer test. Leak your topic to a customer or two and watch what happens. Do they respond to it? Do they repeat it? Does anyone new come into the store and ask you about the topic? Keep things fresh. Topics go stale after a while, unfortunately. The more people talk about something, the less interesting it is. Success can eat away at a topic's effectiveness because the motivation for word of mouth is often to share inside information. Don't drop a topic. Here's something to watch out for. Once you have a successful topic that keeps getting good word of mouth, you have to keep it up. Your commitment to a topic will set you apart just as much as the topic itself. But what you can do, I've noticed, is do different shades of that conversation. So don't just drop a topic. The power of testimonies. Whenever you can, have people talk about how they came to Christ and how your church is helping them advance in their walk with God. This creates a lot of word of mouth. I sometimes wonder if for like a preaching series, you don't even preach. You just do like 10 weeks of testimonies now, or maybe 3 weeks of testimonies. If you can, 1 week of testimonies. I believe that is a powerful way to proclaim the gospel. So your church planting plan of promotion, word of mouth, is something to really take seriously and to decide this is what it is. As bivocational leaders, many of you don't have a budget anyway for spending a lot of money on marketing. As people who are leading vocationally, maybe you're paid, you don't have a lot of extra money as well. Often in church plants, those resources are not available. And in some ways, I say, praise God about that. So you really have to be shareable, portable, remarkable. You're walking the walk. It's authentic. And if you lay that as your foundation, that's better anyway. Gimmicks and marketing and advertising, to me, after 30 years of seeing a lot of church plants, I will tell you the best thing to do is just really become shareable because you're real and you're authentic. And people see the Holy Spirit in you. They see you're guided by the Word of God. They see that you love. They see your organization loves others. They see that you are about the truth. All of those things are very powerful in starting a word of mouth campaign. But most importantly, about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere in your community.